flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Obviously, a lot of things going on, and if you heard our interview with Coach Simmons, portal is huge and rampant throughout college football. Also, the NIL deals, we know all about that. But certainly at the University of Miami, especially over the last couple of years, some of the top players in the country have been coming here to Coral Gables last year. Obviously one of the best quarterbacks in school history for a season. Cam Ward came down and with a bunch of linemen, and Miami's at it again. And they're using the portal to their advantage. Obviously a lot of players have moved on, which is going to happen at any school, but certainly between the portal and the recruiting class for 2025, Miami's done a tremendous job. Alex Dono is on top of everything University of Miami throughout the entire year on his Locked On Canes podcast. He's there, he's everywhere, and he's also our post-game WQAM host, and he's kind enough to join us. Alex, good talking to you again. Had a chance to catch up with you this morning on your Locked On podcast and do a tremendous job, and now you come here with probably as much information on a lot of these kids as anybody else, since you have to go through the routine every day. Talk about what it's been for you, because it's, like I said this morning, it's like you're a doctor on call. It never ends.
Yeah, Blue, I appreciate you having me. An awesome job this morning on Locked On Canes. That is really what the transfer portal has done, and there was already a lot going on, as you know better than anybody, you know, covering recruiting and helping all these high school players, you know, get their tape and get their scouting reports out there. I mean, you're an invaluable part of that for a lot of these kids, so you already know what that grind is like. But the transfer portal adds something extra to that. NIL adds something extra to that. And, you know, I know that they have it like divided up into these windows, right, where, you know, the transfer portal was open for a few weeks, and it's going to open again for a couple of weeks in April. But even between those transfer portal windows, like, you hear rumors about certain players. And then, of course, for any players who, like, you know, a bunch of Notre Dame players hit the transfer portal, they had a different window to do so after the national championship game. You know, same thing with Ohio State and all the other teams involved in the playoffs. So, you know, talking about being like a doctor and being on call, you're not wrong, Blue, because something that I love to do, and I'm for me, you know, covering the Canes and hosting Locked On Canes, it's a labor of love. And so, you know, when I see breaking news, I like to try to bring it to our listeners and our viewers as quickly as I possibly can. So, you know, there's sometimes when, like, on a Tuesday night or a Friday night, you know, Miami lands a verbal commit out of high school, or they'll land a guy out of the transfer portal, and I'll do my second or third episode of the day. That's just what we do, because news can break at a moment's notice in college football these days.
Yeah, I mean, and you're 100% right. You take a look at anything that's going on, whether it's a transfer or whether it's a kid coming out of the portal making up their decision. So far, Miami's done really well in the portal, and we kind of knew that would happen. There's still a lot of players, kind of a lot of spots to fill, but coming up with some players, Xavier Lucas, a kid that I had an opportunity to watch down here, who probably is the story of the offseason, not just down here, but they refer to this his little case trying to get free from Wisconsin around the country. You hear it, but Xavier Lucas is one of the kids who's probably as high profile. You know, comes in here with a great pedigree, a big time prospect in the secondary. Talk about what you think he kind of means to this program, especially because they were deficient at the position he's coming in.
Oh, I think Lucas is a tremendous addition, Blue. You know, outside of Carson Beck, you know, who plays, of course, the most important position in football at quarterback. Outside of that, I don't think Miami made a bigger add than Xavier Lucas, and Miami added a handful of really good players. So that's saying something. I mean, you talk about helping solidify that secondary, you know, and also a young man, you know, from American heritage who has, you know, he's familiar with not only some of his teammates at Miami, but some of the guys he's going to go up against in those in-state rivalry games you have coming up next year. So that was a huge addition for the Hurricanes. And like you mentioned, Blue, I mean, helping lock down a spot in the defensive backfield. And for Lucas, I think he can absolutely, I'm always going to say compete, because Miami doesn't hand out starting jobs to anybody, but I think he can definitely compete for a starting spot, potentially a cornerback for Miami this coming fall. I think he's going to be right in the mix for that, joining, you know, an established guy, well, established young player like OJ Frederick, who comes back for next year. He and Lucas are both really young. But I think, to me, that was the most important thing about Miami and the transfer portal so far. And I think they could still look to add a couple of players coming up in April. But I think Cristobal and his staff did a masterful job of identifying the most important weaknesses on the team. And I think defensive secondary is right up there and really attacking it. I mean, not only Xavier Lucas bringing in to help solidify their cornerback rotation and competition, but to add, you know, a highly regarded and highly touted safety like Zachariah Poyser out of Jacksonville State. Come to find out, he grew up a Miami fan, and it was his dream to play for the Hurricanes, so that's really cool. I think he's someone who can compete for a starting job. And some other important corners, I mean, Ethan O'Connor, a young cornerback out of Washington State, who's really highly regarded. You know, Miami added Brantley, Charles Brantley, who's experienced final year coming out of Michigan State. Emmanuel Carnley from Arizona, who's another younger guy with a lot of length and a lot of potential. So, I mean, right there, Miami's added five guys in the defensive secondary, which is, you know, the biggest area of need. And you take Miami's defensive backfield, which was, you know, not very deep, and the weakness of the team last year, it could end up being one of the strengths of the team next year, Blue. And I also like the addition of David Blay from Louisiana Tech on the defensive line. Miami is losing some really good experienced defensive tackles to the NFL, so you're trying to replace those guys. Of course, you have some young tackles within, like Justin Scott and Ahmad Moten, who are going to have to step up, but you needed to add more depth, and they did that with David Blay. And then on offense, you know, I mentioned, of course, Carson Beck being the guy who plays the most important position in football. He's got loads of experience coming from Georgia. You know, two full years as a starter for the Dogs, a 24-3 record. So his experience is going to be so valuable for Miami. And it wasn't just at quarterback, Blue. I mean, Miami, you know, they find their starting center for a year, James Brockermeyer, who comes in to play, you know, the role that Zach Carpenter played this past season. You know, you find an experienced tight end like Alex Bauman out of Tulane, and C.J. Daniels, the experienced wide receiver from LSU. You know, Miami, they're replacing a lot of receivers from last year. I mean, Xavier Restrepo off to the NFL, Sam Brown trying to get into the NFL. Miami's also replacing, of course, their top tight end in Elijah Arroyo. So, again, I think Cristobal and company did a tremendous job of identifying, you know, some of the most important areas and addressing those. You know, I think maybe they'll try to add another experienced wideout come spring when the portal opens up again, and maybe another defensive lineman and another linebacker. But outside of that, I think they've done a tremendous job in the portal.
No doubt. Alex Dono joins us, Locked On Canes, Canes County, does it all, writes, does podcasts. And you mentioned Carson Beck a year ago. One of the guys that everybody thought, hey, you know, this kid could help a lot. Cam Ward came on campus, worked extremely hard to learn his new teammates. By the spring game, he threw for over 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, and everybody couldn't wait till the start of the season against the University of Florida. Now you have Carson Beck. And it's a different story because Carson comes in with all those accolades, but we won't see him until the beginning of the season. He's still nursing the injury. He'll be on campus. Obviously, he'll be going through spring. How valuable is Carson Beck going to be during the spring to some of the younger quarterbacks that they have on, you know, and certainly Luke Nickel is going to be one of them. Emery Williams is going to be another one. Your guy, Judd Anderson, is going to be another one. How valuable does Carson Beck become, Alex, during this spring where he's not really doing anything physically?
I would expect him in one way to be like an extra coach. Because I think him, you know, being on the field, and obviously, like you alluded to, Blue, he's recovering from the elbow surgery. So we don't expect him to be like a full physical participant in spring football, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be out there. Like when I'm on campus March 3rd, when spring practices start, even if he's not fully suited up, I fully expect to see Carson Beck out there because, again, you know, being around practice, you know, watching his teammates, mentoring the other quarterbacks, because you mentioned Miami's other QBs, they're all young. I mean, you know, Emery Williams is the most experienced guy heading into his third year, but I still consider him to be a young quarterback. Judd Anderson heading into his second year, and then Luke Nickel is the freshman. I mean, tremendous high school player, but he's experiencing college competition for the first time. Carson Beck needs to be there bonding with his teammates, working with the other quarterbacks, mentoring those guys, and I fully expect to see him doing that. So that's on the one hand. On the one hand, he needs to be an extra coach on the field in spring, but then the other part of it is he's also continuing his crash course in Miami's offense, right? I mean, he and Shannon Dawson, who's the OC and the quarterback's coach, are, I'm sure they've already, you know, begun the process of getting acquainted, but that's going to continue throughout spring. Carson, he needs to live in the film room. I mean, he knows that. I mean, he's got to be, you know, living in that film room for the next several months until he's available to really actually throw and go full speed whenever that time comes, probably like early summer. Because he's got to soak this up. I mean, we saw Cam Ward a year ago do a tremendous job, you know, acclimating himself to everything Miami and just immersing himself in all things Hurricanes football, where, you know, Carson Beck needs to do the same thing. Because, again, it's a, you know, the good thing about it, Blue, is Carson is so experienced. And I know Ward was also uber experienced when he came in, because with the COVID year, Cam Ward had four full years as a starter before he even got to Miami. But, you know, one thing that's a little bit different that maybe could be an advantage for Beck is, you know, adjusting from SEC football to ACC football, you know, shouldn't be all that difficult, whereas Cam Ward had to adjust from, you know, Pac-12 to ACC, which is probably a step up, where, you know, Beck has seen, he's seen everything. He's had to go up against the Alabamas, you know, the LSUs, the Mizzou's, all those right, top SEC schools on a regular basis. So I think that's something that's going to help him come in. And then the other thing, Blue, is what we're actually going to see from Beck, you know, on the field, you know, hopefully next season is, yeah, I know he had, like, by his standards, a little bit of a down year this past year at Georgia. He still played well, put up really good numbers, but it wasn't up to the pace that he had in 2023. Something else noticeable about Georgia in the 2024 season was their offensive line wasn't nearly as good as it was the previous year. We don't expect that to be a problem, Blue, at Miami. Miami should have one of the top offensive lines in the country. So he's going to have that extra protection when he comes in. It should be an upgrade from what he had last year at Georgia.
No doubt. That's Alex Dono from Locked On Canes. And Alex, you take a look, too, at this recruiting class, the 2025 class, and there's a lot of talent. I mean, just like last year, you and I talked about the difference, perhaps, Miami and some of the other schools is Miami's recruitment. They've done well in the portal, but what they've been able to do recruiting-wise. But they've got a couple of kids who I believe, and you probably agree, that are kind of plug-and-play type of kids. And certainly, you know, one of the guys that we watched down the stretch, Malachi Toney at American Heritage and Plantation. I mean, here's a guy that is – he is the ultimate Swiss Army knife. I mean, he does everything. And as he showed in the state championship game, he completed 15 of 15 passes to begin the game against University of Miami 2026 commitment, Darian Coleman from Jacksonville or from Orlando Jones. But you have somebody like Malachi Toney, who I think has an opportunity from day one to be in the lineup. Who else do you think out of this class? I mean, you alluded to the fact that Elijah Arroyo's gone, so Brock Schott is a kid from Indiana, but he's one of those guys, and we talk about this all the time. Look at how many first-round draft picks Iowa's had. So the Midwest kind of produces big-time kids like this. And also, you know, for depth-wise, you know, somebody like a Gerard Pringle coming in from Armwood High School. Who else besides Malachi Toney do you think that in this 2025 season could maybe break through?
Yeah, I've become a big believer in terms of instant impact guys. Hayden Lowe, the five-star edge rusher, actually just recently saw his stock upgraded to five stars in the final recruiting update, who is someone who really got my attention, Blue, with these all-star games the last couple of weeks. You know, this is a kid who was a USC commit who, you know, Miami was able to flip him from USC. He's from Southern California, so USC was basically the hometown, home state school for him. I know he loves Jason Taylor, but what I love about Hayden Lowe, Blue, is, you know, sometimes you bring in these freshman edge rushers and they need to put on a little bit more size and a little bit more weight. Like, you know, Marquise Lightfoot last year, you know, needed to get a little bit bigger and stronger, I think, to play consistently, whereas Hayden Lowe comes in, Blue, already having the type of size that a, you know, a third-year sophomore or a junior would have at 6'4.5", 250 pounds. So this is someone who comes in seemingly ready to plug and play. And, you know, Miami theoretically has a pretty deep rotation at edge rusher, but, you know, sometimes you have opportunities for freshmen to crack the lineup. I think he's somebody who can do that. You know, you mention a couple of the other names. You know, I've been hearing good feedback about Brock Schott, the freshman tight end out of Leo, Indiana. This is someone who apparently is making some positive impressions in the offseason workouts and has been kind of rocking that a little bit. And tight end is interesting. You know, it seems like this is a year, you know, when you got a couple of guys who are ready to break out, including our pal who's heading into his second year from Bishop Gorman, and Miami did bring in an experienced tight end, Alex Bauman, in the transfer portal. But Brock Schott, who's got, you know, good height and seems like he could be a receiving threat at 6'3", around 220 pounds. I wonder if he can make a difference in his first year. And, you know, some guys, I'm not necessarily sure. You know, Malachi Toney is a major one. Someone, I don't know if he's going to play a whole lot. Someone else is a true freshman. I don't know if he's going to play a whole lot, but I'm really encouraged to see that incoming freshman cornerback Jabari Antoine seems to be right, working out with no restrictions, because I know he'd suffered an injury during his senior season of high school and people weren't so sure how banged up he was. But he put out some pictures of him out there seemingly sprinting with no limitations. So he may be able to hit the ground running a little bit quicker than some of us thought. And as far as, you know, someone who may not make an impact the first year, but I really look for him in year two potentially, is S.J. Olofaituli, interior offensive lineman out of Bishop Gorman, which is a powerhouse high school program in Las Vegas. People are pretty high about him being the center of the future. You know, Miami didn't want to put him out there right away. That's why they, you know, they got James Brockermeyer, an established center from TCU, to come in, but he's got 1 year of eligibility left. So Alofi Tuli is someone who is probably going to be groomed, you know, to be maybe the next starting center from 2026 on, which is pretty exciting. But yeah, I mean, there are some guys, you know, if I'm looking at other guys, Blue, who may make a pretty quick impact. I talked about Hayden Lowe. Another edge rusher that I hear really good things about is Herbert Scroggins from Savannah, Georgia, that he apparently is working out well in the offseason. So you never know. Sometimes these edge rushers can come in and they can get on the field and wreak havoc year one.
Good stuff. Alex, let everybody know how they can follow you, do some really good stuff, social media, talk about Locked On Canes, which sometimes you say it's a daily podcast, but it's like sometimes two and three times a day.
Yeah, I try. I appreciate, Blue, and thank you for everything you do, not only for this community, but everything you do for me. I mean, I consider you a mentor, and I'm always in awe of your work ethic and your grind. I just try to live up to that. And yeah, folks can find every day, sometimes multiple times a day, Locked On Canes is the name of the podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the audio version. We do a video version on YouTube every day as well. So you can find us, Locked On Canes, on YouTube. You can follow me on X, formerly Twitter. I do most of my show-related stuff from at Locked On Canes on X. So you can find us there. And yeah, I try to send out TikToks as well. TikTok was banned for a few hours and then unbanned. So I'm back. I'm back on TikTok at Alex Dono. So we try to do some stuff there as well. That's where you can find us.
Good stuff. Alex, can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk to you really, really soon.
Thanks, Blue.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes, amongst a billion other things.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.